You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Day. Today we're joined by Austin College head coach Lauren Dawson. And coach, thanks for taking time out of your really busy schedule to talk to us today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate what you guys do for our kids and do for Division III football in general.
Coach, take us through your mindset as you begin your second season. I know it's a pretty good, it's a better adjustment going from going into that second year from the player's perspective. Is it the same way going in as a second year coach at a school? How's that been going so far for you?
Sure, it's always better the second time around. We were very fortunate that we had a complete retention in our staff, so that helped a lot. Last year we weren't all together till July, and even though we'd worked together at different places and had known each other, still until you're all in the new roles that we were all in, there was a lot of newness that we had to go through. But now, you know, there was respect last year, but now there's definitely a trust level in the staff because we've been through everything together a year, and I think it also is true for the players to the coaches. There's just, you know, you just can't buy trust. You can't give trust. You got to earn trust, and it takes time. And you know, that's that process of that first year.
Coach, talk to us about how preseason camp has been going for Austin in your second camp. What are some things? Who are some players that are standing out and maybe making a name for themselves as you get ready to open up the season in just over a week?
Sure. You know, camp's been going great. Weather's been awesome. We haven't had any rain, which I know I'm the only person in the world that thinks that's a good thing, but I this time of year, I don't want any rain. It's been going good. Kids have got a great attitude. They work hard. They're very focused. We put them through long days, and they've been doing good. We brought in 50 freshmen, and about 58 freshmen, actually, which is a little larger number than normal, but our senior class is a little small, so it balances out in the end. Kids that are really standing out, those two you talked to are both having really good camps. Also, Brogan Funderburg, a running back, is doing really well for us. Kenneth Ina and Tanner Martin are senior linebackers who are doing a really good job for us on that side of the ball.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Day. Today we're joined by Austin College head coach Lauren Dawson. Coach, it was something I asked both Ethan and Travis about the close games. Beyond execution, how do you help teach the team to execute in a lot of the close games and making sure that Austin College is on the right side of a close game entering the fourth quarter instead of on the losing end?
Yes, that's a great question. We spend hours talking about. We were on both sides of it last year. You know, center game, and we were not where we wanted to be. Rhodes game, where we were. You know, it's a real chicken and egg thing. You know, you talk about you got to have confidence to win those close games, but how do you get the confidence to win those close games until you win some? So, our big focus around here, and I both young men stress it to you, is we just really work hard on focusing on one play and one play at a time. And you know, it doesn't matter if it's play 3 or if it's play 80. At the end of the day, you got to do your job. You got to do your job to the best of your ability, and trust everybody else to do their job, and it'll get there. I mean, we practice a lot of situational football, so the situation doesn't present a stress to us. We've been in this situation before, whether it's 2 minutes behind or whether it's, you know, 4 minutes left of the game and we're ahead. I mean, we actually have a scrimmage today, and we got about 6 different game situations that we're scheduled to go over, just so the young men can say they've been there and done that before.
Coach, last question for you, and we'll let you go as you're pretty busy here, but what are just going to be a couple of keys, maybe 2 or 3 keys that you look to help build upon to strengthen Austin and prepare them for a successful season?
You know, picking out 2 or 3, I think, is tough to do. I believe we're like every football team in America, and, you know, you got to stay healthy. You got to get better every week. You know, there's great coaches in this conference, and our non-conference schedule, we're going to get some great football programs, which is the way we like it to be. You know, we want to have that challenge, and we just know that we got to be a better football team tomorrow than we were today, and the only way we can do that is to make today a great day, and that's what we do. And I think there's 1,000 keys. You know, every position area has got a key, every aspect of our game, you know, from improving our run defense, improving our kickoff coverage, improving our 5-step game on offense. All those are things that have to be better than they were last year, but at the same time, things that we did well last year aren't going to magically be good again this year unless we emphasize it. So the challenge for me is saying no to something, just so you make sure you're saying yes to all the important things you got to do.
Lauren Dawson, head coach of the Austin College Kangaroos. He and his team open up the season September 3rd at Texas Lutheran before opening up the home portion of the schedule September 17th against the Southwest Assemblies of God. Coach, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and the best of luck in the season.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.